Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Celebrating this Friday with some of Jenna's favorite things from this past week with That's What I Like in about 20 minutes. And she has something awesome for us this week, she says.
All right.
Yeah, well, especially if you're like, gosh, what am I going to do with my last couple weeks of summer?
Right? Yep. Summer's about to end. Kids are about to go back to school. And they know it.
It just started, though.
I know. It feels like it just started, but it's about to end.
The school year is so long, but the summer is so short.
We also want to hear your feel-good stories this morning. Feel Good Friday's coming up in about 40 minutes. So if you have something awesome going on, you go ahead and text it to us anytime you want at 800-543-3548. Mm-hmm. And you'll get it in early, and then maybe we'll see it, and then you'll get your feel-good on the radio.
Absolutely.
Hashtag Feel Good Friday so we can see it a little bit easier. And let's finish the gossip while we're at it.
No, I'm checking the news every moment to see about ASAP Rocky because Sweden's way ahead of us. So right. I'm assuming they're in there right now.
Sweden.
Yeah, you know, he's gonna hear that verdict today. But I found that this interesting in a not a good way. We told you yesterday a little bit about his testimony that he said he never used a bottle. There must have been some glass on his shoe when he got in a fight with this guy that was following him and his crew around, really trying to kind of antagonize and provoke them, is the impression that we got. You know, ASAP said, you got to realize my life is very unique in particular. I've been stabbed in the face. My home has been robbed at gunpoint twice. That's why I have security. He did admit to shoving the victim, said there was pushing and shoving between them, but made it clear that it was because the guy was charging at him. But then prosecutors, when they cross-examined him, ASAP, I'm talking about, asked him about text messages. This is the thing, when it goes to trial, they have full discovery, so they looked through his phone. And apparently there were some text messages from ASAP Rocky's assistant saying, Harlem came out and smashed a bottle on a person. Prosecutors are insinuating Harlem is the nickname for ASAP Rocky. We don't know that for sure right now. Another text from his assistant read, I hope Rocky deleted all the videos on his phone and kept only the one. Prosecutors believe that ASAP hit the victim with a bottle, recorded the attack, and then deleted it. ASAP said he was not involved in the text messages with his assistant, and he posted videos online showing them and following them and hitting his bodyguard with headphones because the video TMZ posted did not show that. So I guess someone in his crew was filming that. So the deal is he's either going to go to jail in Sweden for up to 2 years, probably less based on some time served, or if he gets off completely, Sweden will have to pay him millions of dollars for all the work he has missed from being locked up if he is found innocent. ASAP told the court he doesn't want any money from them.
Yeah, because he feels he like if they're going to have to pay him, that they're going to find a way to find him.
Yeah, he said, I don't want money. I just want, he said he wants justice and he wants his name to be cleared.
And let me go.
And those prosecutors can believe what they want to believe happened there, but you don't have the evidence. And hopefully they have similar laws when it comes to that. And trials over there, because you have to have, I mean, there's plenty of reasonable doubt there.
Maybe by the time Kelly does her showbiz here later, we'll have something.
So. Yeah. I would think so. I'm keeping an eye on it, too. I keep hitting that refresh button.
To get ASAP's back, though, I have never, ever heard him be called Harlem.
I haven't either. Jesse, if I get in a fight.
I got you, bro.
I'm trying to figure out if I want you to video the fight or if I want you to help me.
I think you'll be there. You'll be in the car.
I want you to. No, I'm not.
You leave.
I know. I'm just saying, if there's some type of confrontation.
The last thing I'm thinking about if somebody's trying to fight you is me pulling out my phone and taping it.
Right.
I'm helping.
I need you to help me.
The only thing I need to add, even though you know I love ASAP, there's video of me how much I love ASAP Rocky. He's born in Harlem. He's from Harlem.
But I'm sure his boys, too. You know,
yeah, maybe.
His homies.
Yeah.
Or he could be just saying the Harlem came out.
Yeah, like the South Carolina came out of you.
The Harlem came out in him.
Right.
Because I like the hashtag was Free Flacco. See, that's his thing.
Mm. Well, all right.
We'll see.
But yeah, I got your back, bro.
Thank you, man.
Anybody comes at you, man, I got you.
All right.
I'm not. You're on your own. So this week, a jury found Katy Perry, the co-writers, producers, the record label, everybody who worked on Dark Horse are guilty of ripping off this artist named Flame. That's not his real name, but that's what his professional name is.
Mama call him Flame? I'm going to call him Flame.
Well, she didn't.
Oh.
And so anyway, his song was called Joyful Noise. Well, yesterday the jury said that Flame's going to get a grand total of almost $2.8 million in total damages. The jury said his song was responsible for 22.5% of the Dark Horse profit. So I guess they broke it down by how much the beat was in the song. I don't know.
I'd be happy with that much money.
Yeah.
Katie personally will write a check for $550,000. The record label, Capitol, will write a check for $1.2 million, and the remaining million will come from the other writers and people who worked on the song. So as of right now, the record label has earned $31 million on Dark Horse. Katie earned $3.2 million, but then, of course, they said after expenses and all this stuff that they said Capitol Records barely, I mean, made a dollar is what they were trying to show in court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? But Katie's lawyers have filed a motion for the judge to rule that no reasonable jury could find copyright infringement based on the evidence presented at trial. And if that's successful, the damages could be tossed out. And then if the judge still upholds the verdict, Katie's team can appeal. So this guy's not getting paid for a minute.
Oh, man, just give the man his money.
Get paid.
It's not going to... But this I guess, you know, their thing is we have to set a precedent. In their minds, they're justified.
That's what it is.
And we have to set a precedent that we can't be sued left and right. But then when you hear and it's an obvious... Somebody ripped off that
beat. There's executives there that listen to that and go, okay, whoever came up with that beat definitely must have heard it somewhere or they stole it.
And even though she was ignorant to it, she's still guilty of it. So sometimes you just come out and say, look, this was a...
Guilty by association.
This was absolutely, you know, I can hear it and I'm sorry. I did not know and I'm happy to pay an artist what he's due because his talent is worth it. I think she would come out looking really good if she did.
Yeah, she would. Right. It's like half an episode of American Idol.
And on top of that, it's a good Christian man, you know? It's a good dude.
Yeah. And she's
but I also hear so many songs that sound almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
You have to admit that. I hear songs all the time. Some things more obscure, but songs that I know the first song and the second song.
Right.
And there's nothing legal between done about
it. Right.
Well, who was it that got... Was it Ed Sheeran thinking out loud that he lost the lawsuit with Marvin Gaye?
It was Let's Get It On or something. Yeah, one of those songs.
And that one, I couldn't find it. I couldn't really...
And Pharrell?
I heard that the minute I heard
really?
Ed Sheeran.
I couldn't, really.
The minute I heard that Ed Sheeran song, I said, that's Marvin Gaye.
Did I think similar? Yes. But did I think Ed Sheeran stole it?
I would sing Marvin Gaye when the Ed Sheeran song was on. That's how
that's
similar
it's so
it
hard. It's the precedent, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what Pharrell said with him and Robin Thicke. He's like, when you find us guilty for this, it's just going to change the course of music. Yeah, for other people to sue.
He was right.
He was right.
That Pharrell's so smart.
He is really smart.
That's why he's got that big old hat, because his brain's so big.
Gotta hold it in. Protect that brain.
Just a few months back, Nicki Minaj reconnected with an old flame of hers. I think they dated when she was just a teenager. He went away for a while.
Oh, where'd he go? Did he travel around the world or something?
No, he wasn't traveling.
Backpacking?
He spent a bunch of years in prison for manslaughter and sexual assault.
Okay.
He got and now he's a registered sex offender.
Got it.
But she loves him, and it doesn't matter what y'all think, because you don't have your lives together. That is...
Whoa.
Kind of a misquote of something she said not long ago.
Whoa.
But anyway, his name is Kenneth Zupetti, and she loves him so much, she's changing Minaj to Petty.
Nicki Petty?
Nicki Petty. Well, which would make sense for her rapping.
Maybe she can call in on Petty Mondays.
Yeah.
They got a marriage license. She is going to add his last name, make her full legal name at least. Her name is, I'm always interested in what celebrities' real names are, Onika Tanya Miraj Petty.
Give me a beat. Give me a T. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm Petty all the time.
Her last name really was Minaj?
Well, this is Mirage.
Oh, Mirage.
Yeah, I thought it was Minaj, too. But anyway.
Then, you know, let's play on it. Onika, nickname Nikki.
Yep.
Mirage sounds like Minaj.
Minaj.
There you go.
Because Mirage is a cool last name, too. She had it all going on with
Nikki
the name.
Mirage.
Yeah.
So they have 90 days to make that official. They think a wedding will take place soon since they have the license. But a lot of people think it already happened because a bunch of her close friends flew in the day she got the marriage license, stayed at a fancy hotel, and flew out a day later. So maybe they were there for it.
I don't think I'm going to marry a felon.
I mean, I don't think you're going to marry anybody, honestly.
What if they're reformed and they've changed?
I'm not saying
their
I can't hang out with the person. I can be friends with the person. I can hang out, party, whatever.
The heart wants what it wants. I don't care who you are,
where you're from,
what you did.
What you did, as long as you love me.
Me.
Well, that's true. That's very good.
What if it was
I care what you did.
If I swipe right and, oh, wow, look, she's beautiful. Let's go eat. We go out to eat and have a drink. I have something to tell you, Big Al. I'm convicted of manslaughter and assault.
Okay, well, let's change
the
crime.
I've already served my time. Yeah. I found the Lord.
That's fine.
What about Al, if we changed the crime and it was tax fraud or something, and that was a felony, and they went to jail or prison for a while, and then they came out and they have a ton of money still because,
what's
you know.
What's threshold of credit because they hit it?
Money laundering. Are you still down for a felon if they're money laundering?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. And I
could see past money laundering.
Right?
Yeah, I could.
Probably so.
Give him a break on that.
You learned your lesson, I hope.
Probably so. I mean, I've hired people that have, they're great employees.
Right.
I've hired, but I'm
you
not
don't sleep with
married
them.
To those people.
Oh, so. I meant, okay. Maybe he does sleep with them.
Yeah, he does.
Look at me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sleepover Fridays at Al's Bar.
If you're married to a felon, give us a call, 800-543-3553.
Well, some people...
They are, man.
Some people learn.
There's people out there...
And they're just as normal as you are.
I'm telling me. I'm not saying...
Some people that work in this building may have a criminal past they hid very well on their job application.
100%.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Alan.
Whoa!
Not an employee in this building. Not an employee in this building.
Well, yeah, he technically is for the podcast.
Not in this building.
Not yeah. Who do you think has a criminal rap sheet that nobody knows
if
about?
If we had to in this building, pick somebody.
Yeah.
Lacey.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Lacey.
Full disclosure, I don't know if I've told y'all. I mean, I did a long time ago, but it's cleared. I was arrested at an Allman Brothers concert when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that one. We knew that one, but we mean like
a
didn't.
That was my only arrest.
Yeah.
I know it's surprising. I've never been arrested.
You've never had, yeah.
I think Lacey's the front runner on that, right?
I think so.
Has anyone here been arrested?
Lacey, yeah. Come on in.
You have.
I did at a D12 concert.
We both got arrested at concerts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, nothing like being handcuffed and let out of a concert. My parents were so happy.
Uh-oh, here's Lacey.
Why am I afraid of Lacey?
I don't know if Lacey's been arrested.
Because that means we think, you know, we think you've got a colorful past.
Yeah, so you assume that I'm hard?
Yeah.
I've been arrested, but for like stupid stuff.
For stupid stuff?
Public intoxication. One time, I didn't pay my tickets, and the cops came to my house, and I'm so in it. Like, I normally don't get in trouble.
Yeah, warrant
so
sweep.
I go to and answer the front door, because my roommate was like, hey, there's a cop here for you. And I'm thinking, I don't do anything wrong. I go to the front door, he arrests me. I'm like, what is that? I'm at home right now.
Yeah.
But that was like...
You got arrested out?
Yeah, at the front door.
Oh my gosh, I love that at the front door, we've all been arrested.
Yeah, they came to my house.
It was just silly stuff. It was because I got a lot of tickets, and I couldn't afford to pay them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And public intoxication.
And public intoxication.
I did.
You still got hired here. Yeah, but depending on your age, things get expunged when you're 18.
Well,
you were older.
I was probably like 22, though.
You were still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Any felonies you haven't gotten caught?
No felonies.
No felonies for me.
That was a good call. So it was Lacey.
It was Lacey. We didn't know about her. We've talked about
her. Thanks, Lacey.
Yes.
Anybody else want to come clean? No? Good? Okay.
Trey,
you've been arrested?
Uh-oh.
I would love to have been arrested.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's get arrested
cool.
this weekend.
No.
Al,
no,
come
no,
on.
No.
Anna's coming with. It was her birthday.
It honestly was not that fun.
Yeah, it's not as funny the older you get.
No.
I want to be arrested in a sports riot.
I was so afraid the entire time.
Yeah.
It was scary.
So who bailed you out?
I had to stay there until I could see the judge.
I was in a tube top and a mini skirt.
But for how long were y'all in jail? Like, did you have to stay in a cell?
Overnight, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Oh, I wasn't overnight, but 8 hours. And then my mom let them play with me, thinking that I was going to have to stay in juvenile detention.
Do you remember how much your bail was?
I think mine was
$1,500.
I don't remember how much mine was. I just remember my punishment. I remember my court hearing very vividly. I was in a Catholic school. I had to go on a Friday morning in my uniform. My dad took me. He didn't speak to me the whole morning. And the kids that got heard in front of me, you know, they had to do their hearing. Mm. One of them was in a jumpsuit. They had gotten in a knife fight. I'm sitting there in a Catholic schoolgirl uniform like I tried to have someone buy me beer. Don't do that because that guy went to jail for a while.
Oh, wow.
It was me and three friends got in trouble. Yes, because we gave someone money to buy us alcohol. He got in a lot of trouble. And I had to do 100-something hours of community service.
Nice.
Made about 150 sandwiches every weekend.
Delicious.
I had a sweet poop.
Did you?
Like sweet poop at a farm. Like horse poop, cow poop, all pig poop, just all kind of poop.
Look, there's still hope for us, so you can still have a successful career.
My roommate found a bail bondsman, and he had to pay and got me out this
morning. How old were you in college?
I was 20, I think. Yeah. Shout out to my roommate for getting me out.
I wouldn't call it for. I didn't pay a fine, kind of like Lacey. It was a check that I wrote for a Blockbuster video. It was $3. I paid the check and the $20 fee, whatever it was. But I didn't pay the fine. And so the JP.
You got arrested for a Blockbuster late return?
Street cred.
Yeah. Knocked on the door. Hello. You know me. Hi. Yeah, you Al Mack? Yes, sir. Sure am.
I don't want to be arrested.
I gave my sister my ATM card. Said, "Hey, I don't have $300 or $400 in there, but please get it all out and meet me at the jail."
Yeah,
they put me in the back of a Cutlass and took me to jail.
Nice,
Mesquite, Texas.
Hold on, let's talk to Alex real quick. Hi, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So who'd you marry?
I married a bank robber.
Ooh, sexy.
Wait, is he still in prison or is he out already?
He actually, I think, was just an accessory to it. Didn't actually go in.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty impressive.
Wow.
Hold on. As far as telling you, Jeff.
How much did they get?
I don't know. It was before my time. It was before I came around. Yeah.
And you totally trust them, right?
How much did they get? They got caught.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's true.
That they actually got away with it for a little while, and then they got busted.
Yeah.
But no, he absolutely trusts the man. He's the greatest father ever. He's the hardest worker I've ever known. It was way long time ago, and people really do change.
They do. I mean, scares you, and you learn your lesson. Yeah. You never want to go through it again. And I think that goes for most people.
You've turned me around. I'm already a felon.
From the text, JC and Big Al, what about the time you guys were arrested at the mall for impersonating a celebrity?
We were detained.
You were detained and banned from the mall.
We were not arrested because the actual celebrity, Robert Pattinson, was going to be arriving at the mall, and they didn't have enough policemen to take us to the jail. So we
just threw us out.
Yeah, I remember the police officer looked at us and goes, "Boy, are you guys lucky. You should be spending the night in jail."
We thought we were going to jail, though.
But we need
we're understaffed.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the hall, down underground at the mall. Concrete floor.
Our boy Sexy Jack, who's British, he's like, "I'm going to lose my green card. My visa, I'm going to have to go back to England." I'm like, "Oh, man, then I'm going to lose mine. I'm going to have to go back to Mexico."
I'm just sitting there, like, I got to tell guys in prison that I'm in here because of a radio bit with a fake Robert Pattinson.
Kids laughing at us.
You have to think about that when you're getting locked up.
He thought it was hilarious.
He thought it was great. All right. Well, that was fun.
Reminiscing.
All right. Coming up next, it's time to get into what Jenna's into this week.
One of my favorite movies of all time is coming back for a reboot. And you want to go to that pool because it's hot, but you can't afford to get a hotel room at that hotel. How do you get into the pool?
Oh, we'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20 minutes away from Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. But right now, we're going to try to get you into some new stuff because it's time for Jenna's That's What I Like.
That's what I like. That's what we like.
Yeah. What you got for us this week, Jenna?
Let's start with a song.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to change it up this week. But a song can get you in a good mood.
I'm down with songs.
And I love this artist. I may have played this artist for you in the past. But I love this song. It puts me in a good mood. Hayden James is the name of the artist, and this song is called Just Friends.
It started off just a touch in a simple
songs that Hayden James does sound different because I, you know, there'll be collaborations with other artists, that sort of thing. So I really like it. Sometimes it can lean a little dancey, so it depends on what you're into. Uh-huh. But it's feel-good music for me. Okay, I got really excited about this because I just discovered this recently, and maybe some of you are already privy to it, but when you live in a town and you don't have a pool, and you don't have a pool at your house, or maybe you have some hotels nearby, and you're like, gosh, what I would give to go hang out at that hotel pool, but I can't afford a staycation or a hotel room. What about a daycation? There is an app. Now, it's swirling out. It's not in every city, but they have a lot of great hotel affiliates on there, hotels that are all across the country. It's called Resort Pass, and it's $25, and it's kind of like a class pass, and you can get passes at various resorts across the country for $25.
That's
and you
can
go
really,
for the day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you still have to pay for all your stuff in addition to getting access, but really, really cool. I mean, gosh, maybe you want a day with a girlfriend or your significant other, but you live in this town and you don't want to pay for a hotel room because your house is perfectly fine, but you want to get away for the day. Oh my gosh, why am I just learning about this? I mean, it's relatively newer, but Resort Pass, how cool is that? I'm 100% checking it out.
I wish I would have thought of that idea for the app.
This is one of those in things I wish I would have come up with, especially after the ClassPass situation with workouts. If you're not familiar with that, you know, you can join that and pay monthly to do different workout classes.
Technically, go into the front door of a hotel with a bag and go to the restroom, go on your swimsuit and go to the pool.
But then they ask you for your room number at some point.
445.
Well,
the thing is, you can get away with it. I, in my bolder, younger days, definitely got away with this with friends. You sneak into a nice hotel, you act like you belong there, and you hang out at the pool. You order food. I've done it.
Worth it for peace of mind. And I'm
It stresses me out to think I'm going to get caught. Some people are fine with it, and they spend their lives sneaking in pools and hotels all the time. But it's just that's not my style. I get too anxious. Yeah. But yes, you're right. You can get away with it, but you'll get kicked out and may never be able to come back again. It's embarrassing.
I used to always catch people trying to go to the apartment complex we used to live in, to our pool. Yeah. And they would pull the line of, oh man, I forgot, I don't know where my key card is.
I'm visiting.
Can you get me in?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen you here before. Oh yeah, man, I just moved in like a week ago. I let them in, though. Come party.
Yeah. Anyway, I love it. Resort Pass, again, is the name of that. I wish I would have thought of that. Okay, a favorite movie of mine. I don't know about Anna and Kelly or the guys, but I loved How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson.
Great movie.
She's a writer, writing an article, does everything she can to push the guy away. She was a bet for him to get a good deal, you know, at his ad agency. Anyway, it's not as exciting at first as I thought when I heard that they were redoing this. But they're redoing it as a television show on a new streaming platform that I think we're going to hear a lot from starting next year called Quibi. Quibi is a combination of quick bites. Have you all heard of Quibi yet? It's launching early. Let me make sure someone writes that down. Quibi's going to launch next year, and this is the thing. You can only watch on smartphones. Episodes of all the shows they're going to stream are going to be 8 to 10 minutes, just showing how much we want
to
crush short video. Exactly.
Our attention span is not there.
$5 a month, $8 a month with no ads. But it's interesting. Other shows, The Fugitive, Varsity Blues, the reinstallment, remember we talked about Punk'd coming back that Ashton's not going to have a part of, and we were wondering how it was going to go down. It's going to be on Quibi and Singled Out.
Singled Out is coming back?
Singled Out's coming back, but on Quibi, and it's going to be, again, like I said, 8 to 10 minutes or something per episode. So they're going to have shows they've announced starring Kevin Hart, Anna Kendrick, Don Cheadle, don't get too turned on, Chrissy Teigen, Liam Hemsworth, Idris Elba, Jennifer Lopez, Scooter Braun, Tyra Banks. Anyway, Lauren Michaels, Steven Spielberg, and Guillermo del Toro are going to have shows, too. And if you go check out Quibi, there's a lot of cool shows coming out. We'll see how it turns out.
I'm excited for Singled Out. And speaking of Singled Out, the host of that show back in the day, Chris Hardwick, who now hosts The Wall and all the stuff on AMC after the shows. Yeah. He's going to be on our show next week on Monday.
Oh, wow, cool.
So make sure you're listening. Around 7-ish, 7:15-ish,
I don't know. I'm kind of excited. It's perfect airplane content.
That is great.
8 to 10, or sitting in the car going to school, 8 to 10 minutes.
And you said Varsity Blues are making a TV show out of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so happy. That was on our extra, which is a segment we do for after the show. Yeah. We post on social media, and it was, what movie would you like to have redone? Varsity Blues.
Well, there you go. Now it'll be a short TV series. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Some good stuff from
Jeff. That's all I got.
So, Hayden James, if you want to catch some new music, he's got all sorts of different sounds. So,
yeah.
It'll fit your style.
Yep.
Also, that resort pass is going to be a clutch when it's hot outside and you want to go hit up a pool. You don't have
daycation.
It's a daycation. $25 gets you a pass.
Or a sneak in.
To go. Or you can have that going on and then be a friend.
All right, Al.
Just another app. Pools that are easy to sneak into.
Yeah. And Quibi. Get that that app's going to have those cool new shows, including How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, streaming service.
Streaming service for you, only on your smartphone. That's what Jenna's into this week. We'll find out what she's into next week. But coming up next, let's do some feel-good stories, Kid Nation. Yes. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We actually have a feel-good that came in early here.
Okay.
And in fact, Big Al Mac wanted to respond to this one because...
Oh, boy.
Sometimes Big Al Mac wants to holler.
Oh, boy.
So we'll read her. I have it right here. There you go. Olivia wrote us and said, I'm officially double certified as a family nurse practitioner.
Nice.
Now vacation time to Santa Monica, Hawaii, San Francisco, and Las Vegas.
Wow.
Hashtag feel good Friday.
Heck yeah, girl. She
sent us a picture of her certificate and everything.
Beautiful.
And caught Big Al's eye, and for the first time in a long time, Big Al said, hey, I want to shoot a text out.
Yeah.
So we did. Big Al wrote her. Hey, it's Al. Want to hang out this weekend?
Oh, Al.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh, what?
And congratulations.
Yeah, got to throw that in.
So he shot his shot.
And?
Olivia has responded, Al.
She did?
She responded.
Oh, well, good.
She said.
Is it a feel-good Friday?
You'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, we want to feel good this Friday, Kid Nation.
Yeah, we do.
There's nothing better than going into the weekend with a big old smile on your face. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good vibes only. Tell us what went down this week that's got you smiling. What are you looking forward to this weekend? Or what's coming up in your life that you want to share with the world? We want to hear all about it with Feel Good Friday. Now, we did leave you hanging going into break.
Left me hanging, dog. Come on, make me feel good.
So, Olivia wrote us. And she got her certificate for to be a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
Big deal. She's going to go travel and have a vacation of a lifetime
all
over the place in the U.S. And then I noticed Big Al Max slipped into our text.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that picture.
Yeah, he doesn't do that very often.
No, I don't.
He saw the picture and he's like, JC, look, can I text? And I was like, Al,
JC.
It's our text. So you do what you got to do.
Yours is mine.
And he asked, hey, let's hang out this weekend.
Yeah.
Happy
right
face.
Down the road, yeah. Odessa, Texas.
Uh-huh. And he wrote, by the way, congratulations. And she has responded, Big Al.
Okay.
All right. I asked him, are you going to travel for this date? He goes, I'll fly her here.
I'll fly
her
Southwest, baby.
Oh, so he's even offering plane tickets.
Yes. All right.
Well.
What'd she say?
Big Al Max, she said, as long as I can bring my boyfriend.
Ooh. Ooh.
He shot. Your shot.
I shot my shot.
You shot your shot, and, you know.
Now, cancel that reservation, Southwest, from Odessa to,
shot got
to love.
You can get two tickets and bring the boyfriend in.
No.
Yeah.
And maybe she's got, like, a sister or something.
No.
Sorry, Al.
No.
Hey, but you know what? Respect.
Thank you, buddy.
Took that shot, just didn't land this time. It's all right, man. From the text, Ashley wrote us and said, I start my first teaching job today. 12 little kinders.
Aww.
Yeah, some kids are already going to school, man. Some schools have already started. And speaking of kids, my feel-good Friday from the text is that my child goes back to school next week. Hashtag, thank God summer's over.
It's hard to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is, man. Feel-good Friday. I start flight attendant training school on August 6th, fulfilling a lifelong dream. Keep dreaming, everybody. I'm starting all over again after already having a job and a career, and it feels so good. Love you guys from Rachel.
All right, Rachel.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you get a job, and then you realize, hey, I really want to be a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to go see about doing. Let's go to the phones.
I'd be the worst flight attendant.
Why? Would you be a rude one or a nice one?
I would be terrified.
Scared of flying.
Oh,
I'm scared of flying, remember? I'd be that flight attendant that is running up and down the aisles just terrified. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
I'd be the worst.
On the position.
Totally forgot that Jenna's deathly afraid of flying.
Oh, my God. I'm working on it.
I bet there's flight attendants out there that are that have a fear of flying.
There's
but
no
still...
way you would take that job if you're terrified.
Yeah, maybe become like a train attendant, right? Do they have, you know, like just stay on the ground.
Like my feet on the ground.
I mean, I get it. You want to get rid of that fear of flying, but
yep.
Maybe not that job. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello. So what's your Feel Good Friday?
So years ago when podcasts first came out, I started listening to them, and I was like, this is dumb. You have to download them on iTunes and then listen. So I just never did it again. And then yesterday, I was like, you know what? Let's try this whole podcast thing. And I listened to them for 8 straight hours at work yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best ever.
That makes us feel good.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on finally liking those podcasts. And you could also, we have side podcasts
too. Right, Kelly.
A sandwich and some loving. We have a really good one out this week. Alan talks about...
It's emotional.
It's really emotional. It's a good one. You might need some Kleenex with it.
Yeah. Anna?
Yeah, I have two podcasts because I...
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I have one called On Cloud Wine and one called Channel Surfing.
Yeah.
So. Overachieving over there.
And we got Nick and Justin's Shut Up podcast. We have Amy and Lacey's.
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, which is actually pretty hilarious.
Yep.
Amy's the girl that's like really shy in the office, and ever since she started doing that podcast, you realize, oh my goodness, this girl is hilarious. And Lacey, we already knew she's hilarious.
White Cheddar's got the Fat Guy Handbook.
Yeah, White Cheddar's Fat Guy Handbook's got some great memes on the Instagram, too. Him and our old partner, Cappy, that used to work out here, are doing a podcast together. Mm-hmm. Missing any?
Cammy just started one.
What's the name of Cammy's?
Adults in Training.
Adults in Training. That's a really good one.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Good name.
Cammy's still single, by the way. She's looking for gentlemen around her age because she's attracting all the older dudes that are out there. From the text, this is sweet. I got full custody of my daughter when she was 6 months old. I played single dad for about 6 years until I met my current wife. We've been trying for a year for my wife to adopt her, and last week we went to court, and the adoption was finalized.
Nice.
After almost 15 years, my daughter finally has a real mom. That's my feel-good story.
Aww. That's awesome, dude.
That is great. Congratulations, you guys. Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You, buddy.
Hey. Hanging out, buddy. What's your feel-good Friday?
Oh, man, I heard somewhere in the grapevine that you were going to be down here in Lubbock next week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, buzz up.
Yeah, I'm coming down there. I think Anna's going to be traveling with me as well, so we're going to have double trouble out there from the show.
Oh, yeah. Man, well, I'm going to do my best to see you guys.
All right, Nick. Well, if you are out there where we end up, let's have a beer or something.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you buying. All right, Nick.
I won't do you like Big Al.
I'll buy him a beer too.
Yeah, I know you will. All right, Nick, I'll see you next week.
See you, man.
All right. Later, bro. Bria.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love you guys. I've listened to you my whole life.
Aww.
My mom,
love you.
Thank you.
My Feel Good Friday is that since I was 8, I dreamed of being a teacher. I know that's crazy, but I finally get to teach for the first year this year.
Nice. Oh, wow.
That's not crazy at all. That's
awesome.
And what do you get to teach?
I'm going to teach 4th grade math and science.
Ooh, math.
You sound like you would be the best teacher ever.
Yeah, I could already feel the upbeat attitude you have. Well,
I'm really excited.
Good luck this year, Bria. You're going to knock it out of the ballpark teaching those kids.
In the morning, she's going to come home for those kids. She's growling when you come home.
Well, I mean, every class has that one kid, right? What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing awesome.
Doing good, buddy.
You're about to do some Ricky Bobby things, huh?
Oh, yeah. My wife surprised me and my son at Father's Day by giving us a Richard Petty driving experience. Right. We get to go do that tomorrow morning.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
In Talladega, Alabama.
You're going to Talladega?
Oh, tired, baby.
You are doing Ricky Bobby things, man. Mike.
Well, turn one, the cars are pretty much sideways. When they hit it, they hit that at 153. And right at close to 200 coming down the straightaway.
So, Mike, are you going to be riding along with, like, a professional driver, or are you going to be doing the one where you actually get in the driver's seat?
Yeah, I'll be doing the one with a professional driver.
Hey, man. Don't chance it.
Yeah.
It's scary, man. Those guys are professional.
Yeah, I think you got to pay for the car if you wreck it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, they tell you that beforehand, so that makes you even more scared.
Yeah.
Hey, have fun, Mike. Take tons of pictures. Let us know how it went.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Morgan.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your Feel Good Friday?
We are going to pick up the dog that we're going to adopt for the 24-hour trial run.
Oh, you're doing the trial run?
Very cool.
Currently yes. doing one myself.
Yeah. How's that going, JC?
Listen, it's a little stressful, but you got to understand that these puppies are not used to the environment, and they're going to get used to it, and eventually these puppies are going to end up loving you and your home.
And stop peeing.
And stop peeing.
Yes, and he's about 3 or 5 years old, and so he's crate trained, everything.
Oh, you got to an adult. So yeah, you're going to be good. Do you have a name picked out yet, Morgan?
It's Clutch, and that we're probably just going to keep it.
Clutch.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, you got to keep that name. That is a cool name. Yeah. What kind of dog was it?
Oh, gosh, I can't pronounce it. Shepherd.
A Shaffaford?
Okay.
Something right. like that.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Dog lovers know.
Yeah, just call him Clutch.
Yeah. Congratulations, Morgan.
That's a cool name for a dog right there.
Yeah, and thank you for adopting. You know, there's a lot of doggies out there that need forever homes, and they're in shelters, and if we don't adopt them, it's bad.
Yeah.
What's up, Marty?
Hi, good morning.
Well, I am so happy for you and your family. What's going on in your world?
I know, right? This is the best. So, my daughter, bless her heart, who's been alone now for a year, just got to welcome her husband back home from Afghanistan.
Yay!
Right.
Well, what's his name?
You know what? I don't want to tell you his name because I want to tell you what a BA he is, right?
Okay.
He's a sniper.
Oh!
Right?
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I am just so proud of him and excited that my daughter's got her little family back and thrilled.
Well, tell him thank you for his service from us. And wow, I'm so happy for you and your
shower
daughter.
Shower him with love this week.
For sure.
Oh, she will.
Absolutely.
Man, you can just hear the pride in Marty's voice.
Wow.
Sniper.
Yeah. When your daughter meets a man like that and marries a real man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's up, Catherine?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I love y'all. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Love you.
So, my very stubborn 3.5-year-old son is finally potty trained. It's been a long 9-10 months of getting him potty trained.
But it happened, man.
Finally.
Yes. Shout out to my dude.
We got swim classes and everything, so that's my feel-good Friday.
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's huge out there. There's a lot of parents going through that, and there's an end to that potty training.
You never think they're going to get it.
Nope, you don't.
Most kids, you know, they graduate high school knowing how to go to the bathroom.
That's what I kept looking at.
You know, eventually.
Yeah. I kept seeing.
You're gonna get it.
I'm like, these are fifth grade kids. They're peeing on the potty, so that's where my son will be one day. Hey, Molly. Molly.
Hi. Oh, there you are.
Hi. I'm
really
excited.
You're really excited? I'm really excited. What are you excited about?
Today is the cat's birthday, and she's turning 5 years old, and her name is Lulu.
Aww. Lulu.
Is she a good cat, or is she a regular cat?
What?
Is she a good cat?
She's
or?
A black cat.
She's a black cat.
Oh.
Make sure you sing her happy birthday, okay?
Yeah, she's getting... She loves balloons, so we're going to get her that. And she likes milk, too, for some reason.
Right?
You're the cutest.
Yeah, you are.
Well, Molly, you got to celebrate with all those balloons. Never heard of cats like a balloon. That's a cool cat right there. And have that kitty cat cake. Thank you for your feel-good stories, Kid Nation.
I saw a cat on the news yesterday that just turned 31 years old.
Oh, my God.
A cat?
Yeah.
Like regular years?
New York, yes.
Whoa.
We're just taking somebody's word for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right, well, make sure you go through some good stuff this weekend because we'll have a Feel Good Friday next week as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Some TV to check out this weekend on tonight on Disney Channel. Descendants 3 is going to be shown, and it's a little bittersweet because one of the main stars from the show, Cameron Boyce, passed away earlier a couple weeks ago from epilepsy, and he plays Cruella De Vil's heroic son Carlos. So they'll be showing him in that, and so it's sad, but we get to see him. He was excellent on that show. Also, CMT, 14th season premiere of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
How about that?
You want to check that out this weekend? Remind you that football is, in fact, back. And we got on HBO the premiere of a Black Lady sketch show. Mm. That's supposed to be pretty funny.
Really? Okay.
And also on Netflix, the third season of Dear White People, which I heard is also pretty good. And Tim Tebow's obstacle course competition, Million Dollar Mile, is going to be on Saturday. That's where you can win $1 million if you complete the obstacle course.
Go ahead, Brother Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow's hosting it. He's the host of that. And I think, I want to say LeBron James or one of those athletes had something to do with putting the show together because, you know, they're putting their money, they're making so much money into television where they can make more money. And we do have some news for the fans of 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
Okay.
The trailer for season 3 has been dropped.
Here's the thing about the kids at Liberty High. They're connected by their secrets. Connected and forever changed. The truth is, given the right circumstances, the right motivation, anyone could have done this.
Mysterious.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, that's coming out soon. Also, we got some new music today from our girl Ava Max, who stopped by the studio.
Yeah.
So, if you want to check out her new music, she put on a new song called Freaking Me Out.
Now I hear sounds in the hallway. Rocking chairs are moving on their own.
Especially after she came in studio and sang live in front of us, and she's got pipes.
Good.
And another girl that's got some pipes, she's been teasing us with new music, and it's finally out. Ariana Grande and the boys from Social House. The song's called Boyfriend.
You ain't my boyfriend, boyfriend.
Check it out. It's different.
Yeah, it's out cool.
There. I mean, and there's definitely a big makeout scene with Ariana and Mikey from Social House on there. And I think he has a girlfriend. And Ariana, Kelly and I were talking about this. I was like, that's kind of weird, just because they work together so closely. And then
he either has a girlfriend or a wife. He isn't a relationship.
I know Scooty has a girlfriend too, and Scooty did not make out with Ariana on this one. It was just Mikey. But yeah, there's some parts of the video where you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Huh?
They're acting.
Yeah. There's
actors.
There's lasers being shot out of boobs.
We can do that.
There's Mikey gets in a fight.
Really, I don't think she can really do that.
I know.
I think that's a special effect.
I thought it was special
effect. I'm not 100% sure. And I don't want you to end up doing the Kelly's Wrong dance.
I'm pretty sure it was special effects.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and side with you on that one, Kelly. And Mikey, he gets into it with some dude in it, too. Check out the video. The song's called Boyfriend. And again, Ava Max also has a song out called Freaking Me Out. So check those out. Speaking of Social House, they stopped by in May, I believe?
A while back.
Not too long ago, really.
Not too long ago. And the super cool guys, really talented dudes. And in fact, we put them up to the test to see if we could maybe get a beat from them to create a jingle for the show. So let's take you back to that.
What are you going to do with that, JC?
I guess we got to come up with a jingle while we all sing. Now, what are you guys thinking about for lyrics? Like, what do you feel like the vibe goes like? How do you guys do it? You guys just make up words?
Turn us on in the morning. I did mine. Y'all take it away.
Okay. So, Kelly, now that you're the lyric writer, how do your lyrics go to this song?
I said, now rise.
Got to get up. You feeling me up.
We just went explicit.
I don't think I got it. I don't think I got it.
I love it.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Ooh,
okay, your turn, JC.
Yo. Kelly Raspberry got that red hair and brown skin. She got the tan going out like what? I'm just saying words. I'm just going with the flow.
Spray tan.
She's spray tan.
Very spray tan right now.
Yeah.
Big Al Mac, you can flow like no other. Just don't let your mother hear what you other. Don't be undercover. I don't know how to freestyle, but I think that feels good.
That wasn't bad.
All right. Big Al, you're
good. Right. Yeah, sure. All right, here we go. In the car, in your mom. In the car with your mama and you rolling.
It's all on the hook, though. Forget a good hook for the jangle.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock. Kid Craddock morning show. Kid Craddock.
You gotta jump in sometime.
Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
It's a Kid Craddock morning show.
Yeah, there you go.
Go.
Turn us on in the morning. When you're on your way to school and you're rolling. Alright, that's two lines. I got two lines for you.
Hey.
To beat the bat.
Alright, gentlemen,
he just took my turn us on line. That's what I've been shouting in the background.
I'm Jenna O. Something like that.
And I date Juan Snow.
And Big Ass still don't got a flow.
No flow.
Or a girl.
No flow.
Or a girl.
I'm saying.
If you don't know, now you know.
But you know what? This is how great songs are written. You just throw out ideas.
So, no, that really is in most cases. It's just like having
nonsense
fun.
And stuff. Yeah.
You're just spitting stuff out like that.
Every song that was like good for us that worked out well was like usually us having fun with our friends. Literally just like this and just like. Not taking it too seriously, just jumping in there.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys making that beat. Sorry we stepped all over that thing.
Well, we're learning.
Yeah, we are learning on it.
No, I know.
That was fire, though, man.
You guys, you're more than welcome to use
it. We will. We'll use it.
You guys may make a song with it as well if you want.
We hit it first.
That's the guys from Social House. They stopped by in May and made that beat for us. Super cool dudes. Check out their song with Ariana Grande called Boyfriend. Man, that was fun.
How much fun
that was. And coming up next, hey, if you're at the podcast,
hey,
ladies, you might want to listen to this one that we got for you. You'll hear all about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.